Greece unveils a budget-cutting plan.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The Prime Minister of Greece today announced a plan to cut bonus pay for government workers and increase the sales tax. It's an attempt to reduce the country's deficit and convince other European nations to help out as well. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal is reporting the U.S. Justice Department wants to know whether several hedge funds added to the Greek debt problems by conspiring to drive down the value of the euro. Christopher Wirth has that story from London.
Several hedge funds, including one owned by billionaire investor George Soros, have been told to preserve their emails and other records. The Justice Department wants to see if they made any deals that would amount to collusion in betting against the euro. In fact, investigators are specifically looking at a dinner in Manhattan last month where managers were urged to make big bets against the European currency. It's lost about 10% of its value since the end of last year. Some say these kinds of large trades are similar to those that helped bring down Lehman Brothers in 2008. Charles Baden Fuller of London's Cass Business School says he's not surprised that U.S. investigators have taken notice.
The circumstances for collusion are definitely there, if you know what I mean. These hedge funds are highly connected because they tend to share very similar locations like London and New York, often within quite short distances of each other.
But he says despite those close connections, he expects the inquiry will show that hedge funds don't collude in a legal sense, and proving that they do would be extremely difficult. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
As for Europe's stock markets, they are treading water. Major markets there are flat this morning. Asian shares were moderately higher today. Yesterday, the Dow added 2 points and closed at 10,405. This hour, a private employment service said U.S. employers shed 20,000 jobs in February. At least that's fewer than the 60,000 jobs lost in January. The Oscars are this weekend, and people in the New York City area who get their TV from Cablevision may not get to watch. The awards are on ABC, whose parent, Disney, is fighting with Cablevision over carriage fees. If the two parties can't agree, ABC is threatening to go dark right before the awards ceremony. Sounds like a gripping story, but Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith says it's not exactly a cliffhanger.
It has all the makings of a good drama. Cablevision says it's already paying $200 million in fees for Disney programming. ABC's asking for $40 million more. And hanging in the balance, 3 million viewers who might not get to see the Oscars. Cablevision is taking its beef to the air.
ABC is threatening to pull Channel 7 off your Cablevision system.
Spoiler alert, all the suspense will end just in the nick of time, says Porter Bibb of MediaTek Capital Partners.
ABC will get a small amount of compensation from Cablevision and the Oscars will run.
Bibb points out the same smackdown happened a couple months ago between Fox and Time Warner Cable just before the major college bowl games. He says the networks are losing ad money and viewers, and events like the BCS Championship and the Oscars are about the only leverage they have left. But the networks are holding a lot of cards, says media analyst Jack Myers.
The broadcast networks are still the most viewed programming in cable homes.
And because of that, we can all expect a sequel. Perhaps around the March Madness basketball tournament. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. By Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by LendingTree.com, tools and personalized advice to help control your financial destiny are at the all-new LendingTree.com.
The recent earthquakes in Chile and Haiti have a lot of Americans thinking about their own disaster plans, such as they are. Most Americans don't carry earthquake insurance, even in California, and gaps like that are getting attention from Congress. We're joined now by Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus. Hello.
Good morning.
You would think in an earthquake zone, you got to have earthquake insurance. Why don't more people carry it?
basically, it's the cost. This is an extremely expensive consumer product. In most cases, the premiums can run $1,000 a year. Plus, the deductible is you know, stunning. $60,000 deductible, $90,000 deductible, even more in many cases. And that's why this product is virtually priced out of the market for many people.
And what's the proposal in Congress?
Well, Congress is going to be looking at a very interesting piece of legislation, because what it would do is rejigger how disaster coverage can be offered, whether it's in California for earthquakes or Florida for hurricanes. The idea is that state entities wouldn't have to go to the reinsurance market quite as diligently as they do now. Now, reinsurance is a kind of tricky business. It's insurance for insurance. It's a standard part of the risk management toolkit used in the insurance trade. The idea here is that rather than having to buy very expensive reinsurance and thus driving up prices for homeowners, you'd skip that, wait for the disaster to happen, and then if you didn't have enough money to cover rebuilding and all the claims that come in, you would then go to Bank of America or Citibank or Wells Fargo or whoever and borrow the money from them. The problem is, why would they want to loan any money to homeowners who might not have enough to pay their bills? So the beauty of this federal bill is that it would leave Uncle Sam on the hook as the guarantor for these loans to ensure that they would be repaid. In other words, taxpayers nationwide could be on the hook for billions of dollars in catastrophic losses.
As a Californian, I say genius.
So do I.
But how about the rest of the country? How's this going over?
It's going to be a really tough sell, to be honest. And that's why this bill is backed in Congress by, yes, California and Florida lawmakers who think it is brilliant. I don't know. It seems to me that at a time when many, many lawmakers are wringing their hands over runaway deficits and the sky-high national debt, the idea of saying, oh, and by the way, the federal government could take on billions of dollars more in potentially catastrophic losses, very tough sell.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thank you.
Thank you.
And finally, Starbucks is test marketing new, larger iced teas and coffees in 31-ounce cups. Their current largest size is the Venti. The new jumbo drink is called the Trenta. Well, you can make it sound Italian, but a 31-ounce coffee? That's America to me. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.